This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 27th. Today's Bible verse is the same as we were discussing last few days. In Romans 8:30, it says, "Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. We were discussing God's salvific plan in summary in this beautiful verse. Apostle Paul in the book of Romans began with God's wrath against the blatant ungodliness, ingratitude, and sins of people, later concluded in chapter 3 that there is no difference between the law-keeping Jews and the Gentiles. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The good news is this: the righteousness of God has been made known apart from the law and works. He also established God's righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all people who would believe in him. Chapter 3 verse 24 says, "All are justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is available in Christ Jesus." No distinction, both the Jews and the Gentiles, both would be justified by and through faith in Jesus only, because there is only one God over all. Verse 30. Then he cited an example of how Abraham was justified in chapter 4. He said in verse 2 that if Abraham was justified by his works, he had something to boast about. However, he does not have anything to boast about. It says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. End of quote. Chapter 5 begins by saying, "Since we have been justified through faith, we have now peace with God." It also says, "We have now gained access to God in his grace, and we stand in grace with him." Besides, we can also boast in the assurance of the hope of the future glory of God, the hope of the glorification which he promised by the benefit of justification. You see, after discussing all these wonderful benefits and transactions happened in the life of a believer by justification and positional sanctification, the next section, from chapter 6 onwards, Paul talks about the effects of the progressive sanctification and its internal conflicts and struggles in believers. By citing his own struggles in the process of progressive sanctification, the great apostle apparently acknowledges the truth that he is a saint and a sinner at the same time, which is a true statement regarding all believers in Christ as long as they live here on this planet Earth. Chapter 7 verse 14 says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of flesh, sold into bondage to sin." End of quote. Verse 17 says, "So now no longer am I the one who is doing it, but sin which indwells in me." End of quote. He repeats that in verse 20. See, it says, "But sin which dwells in me." You see, a believer has a dualism. He has flesh and the Holy Spirit, and consequently the conflicts and struggles. With a tone of disappointment, Apostle Paul says in 7:24, he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?" End of quote. Then after that, he shouted with a joyful exclamation and wrote this. Listen, he said, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And he continues in chapter 8, verse 1, that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. He attests the truth of positional sanctification that resulted from justification. No more condemnation, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Beloved, hear the truth after reading the experiences of Apostle Paul. The greatest missionary, evangelist, and the church planter the world have ever seen. What is the truth? Listen, if you struggle against sin as a believer in Christ, you must not assume you are a failure. You must not conclude you are displeased with God. Let me say that again. If you struggle against sin as a believer in Christ, You must not assume you are a failure. You must not conclude you are displeased with God. Listen, believers in Christ are legally declared saints by the heavenly court. They are justified and placed positionally right with God because of their faith and trust in the only God-given Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. However, it does not mean you do not have sin in yourself while you live here. 1 John chapter 1 verse 10 says this, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him, God, a liar, and his word is not in us." End of quote. Therefore, none of us can say we do not do or have sin inside us. The book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 17 onwards describes the struggle in progressive sanctification. Because believers in Christ have the old flesh and also the new Holy Spirit inside them. It tells the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, for they are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. End of quote. You see, it portrays such a war between flesh and spirit that it says, so that you may not do the things that you please. Listen, flesh set opposition to Holy Spirit's desires. The Holy Spirit set opposition to flesh desires. You see, both are experiential in a true Christian's life. I experience it, you experience it. The deeds of the flesh are listed in verses 19 to 21 of Galatians 5. And the fruit of the Spirit is listed in verses 22 to 24. You see, this is the path of progressive sanctification. A person who once looked more like verses 19 to 21, with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit and in obedience to Him, begins looking more like verses 22 to 24 is the result of the progressive sanctification. Believers who sincerely placed their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and thereby justified, sanctified forever in the position must never be discouraged or disappointed when they face struggles, wars of progressive sanctification, when they advance to maturity in Christ by character development. Why? Listen to our Bible passage in Romans 8:30. It says, "Whom God predestined, He also called. Whom He called, He also justified. Whom He justified, these He also glorified." With no shadow of a doubt, God's words assures Christ believers glory in heaven with Christ. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, "The one who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." Did you notice all these chains or mountaintops, predestined, called, justified, and glorified, are used in the completed past tense? They all are used in aorist tense in the Greek language. The aorist tense simply states the fact that these actions had already happened. It is already a done deal. God guaranteed and signed it. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 4 to 5 says how God sees His already accomplished action. It says, "God being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, made us alive in Jesus Christ, and He already raised us up with Him, and He already seated us with Him, with Christ, in the heavenly places. In order to show the surpassing riches of His grace in kindness toward us, for those who are in Christ Jesus." In God's eyes, your salvation is a completed work. Your glorification in heavenly places and sitting with Christ is also a completed work. Do not doubt for a second what God had accomplished for you in and through Jesus Christ. All glory, praise, and worship to Him alone, who is the only God, who is eternal, all-powerful, loving, gracious, and merciful. Would you pray after me? Father in heaven, I understand I have sin inside me, even though I am justified and declared righteous based on my sincere faith and trust in Jesus Christ for salvation and eternal life. In my striving against sinful passions, Lord, I need your help. I want to become more like Jesus Christ, which is your goal and intention for my life. Help me, Lord, to submit to the Holy Spirit and walk by Him every day, presenting myself approved to You. Thank You for the assurance of salvation You gives me in Your Word. I thank You and worship You. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.